The two texts today treat of the same theme, right? How we reject the Word of God. We don't want to hear it. This time, this is chapter 26 of Jeremiah, we just have the account. Chapter 7, we have all his words, Jeremiah's words. What did he say when he was there? And they want to kill him. He says all these words, and you must be put to death. Why do you prophesy in the name of the Lord? This home shall be like Shiloh. Shiloh was destroyed. It was a sanctuary at one time. It's where Jacob had his vision. Why do we do that? We don't hear the word. Huh? Augustine has this wonderful phrase, men love the truth when it enlightens them, but they hate it when it accuses them. And so, you see, we have this saying of Jeremiah, and it's just too much for the people. Now, why would God do that? Love. They're heading for ruin. And serious ruin. That temple will be destroyed, and to this day, there's no temple there. To this day. Herod will build one up, and the Romans will wipe it out. Now we get to the gospel, and our Lord comes home. Now what's the problem with Jesus? He's too ordinary. We expect a prophet to be somebody with credentials, you know, and big shot. Jesus is too ordinary. Isn't that often the temptation? You know, too ordinary. One's too extraordinary, the other's too ordinary. What's the problem? The Word of God. Find a way to reject it. Find a way not to pay attention to it. And that's the problem. Isn't this the carpenter's son? Is not his mother named Mary? And she lives right down the street. I mean, how can this guy be? But they're baffled, not the words. They could dismiss them. But the miracles. He's healing people all over the place. So, his brothers, James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas, and his sisters. Well, in this language, there's no word for cousin. So, everybody's brother. And we know from the names of these are men identified elsewhere as being related, but not brothers. It's a small point. Small because it's been talked about and understood for two millennia, so not a big problem. And our Lord says, a prophet is not without honor, except where he's considered ordinary. If there's a way that we can avoid the Word of God, we will. This guy's a religious nut, standing there and saying all these things. That can't be prophecy. This guy is too ordinary. This can't be. How do we avoid that? Zeal for the Word of God. If our hearts are zealous for the Word of God, we'll recognize it when it's said, no matter how harsh or whatever it turns out to be. We'll recognize it. But if we don't want the Word of God, you know, if we don't want, Lord, I want to hear just what you want to say. He says, really, you do? We say, yeah, give it to me straight. You get ready. And he does. And you say, whoa, man, I got to change. But what a privilege. We reject it by making it too nutty or too ordinary. Right now, when we see the depth of this problem, you know, what we're living in is the systematic rejection of God. Systematic. And it's shaking people. This is why we have to pray. Many devout Protestants without an intellectual tradition are getting shaken by all of this, you see. There was a German philosopher, and I'll take 1 minute because it's kind of important, who distinguished. He said, when we think, we do two things. There's two ways of looking at reality. Erklären and verstehen. To explain and to understand. Explaining the phenomena around us, we can control them. This book stand, this book, this candle, this whatever, they're all part of the great industrial revolution. You can, as Paul says, what is the sin of the society that Paul is talking about there in Romans? In their persistence, they suppress the truth. That's the resistance to prophecy. So I'm happy to explain what you can do. You can get this iron ore out of the ground. You can smelt it. You can make steel. You can make an airplane. You can make a bridge. You can do all that. I know how to be comfortable. Don't bother me with more. That's all explain. We're good at explaining this universe and therefore controlling it for our own comfort. But we don't understand it. It's a word. It's a gift from God. So we suppress the truth. And what happens? Our whole life starts to fall apart. You see, if I don't allow God to be real and other, and after a while my whole society is afraid of the other. And that's where homosexuality comes from. See, whenever there's great denial of God, then there's that fear of alterity, fear of otherness. I can explain everything. I don't need to understand. And that's the challenge. And that's what's going on here, you see. I can explain everything. This is mother lives down the street. Da, 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 da. But I don't understand anything because I won't let my mind take that next step. If this man can do these wonders, if he can speak like this, then surely he is at least a prophet. And I must listen to what he says and obey him. I don't want to go there. So I don't try to understand what's going on. I just explain it on my terms. His mother, his sisters, his brothers, they're all right around here. Who does he think he is? So I explain it, but I don't understand it. That takes a yielding to the truth. It's a gift of the Holy Spirit, and we should pray desperately for it. Because we live in a culture that will only explain. It refuses to understand. Because it would lead them to God.